Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And you still look like shit.
I have a look about me. That's true.
But you know, I really think it's worse in your head. Like, you got us all ready when you took off your Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've seen worse.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. I wanted to react big to you so you can have your stupid moment, but you're fine.
All right.
Oh, you got a little red dot on your nose. I'm so sorry. I'm Keith. I got into one accident my whole life. Oh, boy.
All right. Today's guest from Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, Comedy Central's The Half Hour, John Oliver's New York stand-up show, your pal, my pal, Nick Turner.
Kirsten Gillibrand 2020.
Oh, no. I hate to break the news.
What?
To you. Yes, she dropped out.
I'm out of here. No, your injury is something that needs to be addressed. I think if you're seeing someone you haven't seen for a long time, you should be like, here's the story, because I know you're going to have to ask about
it. Well, I haven't seen Nick in like 2 years. And
yeah.
And he goes, what happened to your... And I go,
this could be a month old.
For yeah. I go, no. We don't. Well, I like that Nick told me every bar in his bathroom, you know, towel bar, whatever, it is, he's broken.
Every bathroom I've ever had, I've broken every bar in it, because they're not meant for people to hang on and do flips around.
Thank
that's
you.
What I do for fun.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1", Keith.
Okay. And what do you weigh?
Wow, you piece of shit. How dare you? I am a lady.
Let's go around the room. Come on, Keith, go ahead.
Well, I'm saying me and Nick are bigger gentlemen, and the world isn't made for us.
Hey, Keith, yeah. Your podcast has cameras, okay? These people know about it.
And also, like, do you think that if I tried to hang on my shower bar, it would just take me? Look, look at the men. They're like, yes, because you're so skinny.
I don't think either one of us.
We're doing that. Well, anyway, I appreciated what you said, and of course, this is a normal
can happen
to everybody of great stature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Hey, your show. Thank you for having me.
How you like in LA compared to New York?
I love it.
You've been there 2 years now, right? Because it's been that long since
years.
I saw you.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like the ease.
Yeah.
I like the weather. I like the barbecues. I like the fact that most of the people I've met in my life are there.
Okay.
I just love the lifestyle.
Did you feel pressure to hate it as a New Yorker?
No.
No?
I don't feel pressure to do things like that because I am my own man.
And okay.
I have lots of terrible opinions and I stand behind all of them. Even when I am proven wrong. I will stand behind my opinions. No, I don't feel pressure to hate it. I lived in New York for 16 years and I very much enjoyed my time here. I'm not sentimental about it. I feel like anything I did in New York, I had 16 years to do it. So if I'm like, I didn't get enough of it, that's on me.
Do all the stores in LA have cats in them for no reason?
No, that's the one difference.
Oh, that's in
all
New York.
Dogs.
Of course, the news is talking about the latest mass shooting, and the good news is this show could be evergreen, right?
Right.
Odessa in Midland, Texas. This guy, he's, what is he, 36 years old.
That's too old.
Right. He's white. He took over a postal truck, shot the woman, took over the truck, and for about 10 miles, there starts going on a shooting spree.
Oh, and both those doors are open, so you're free to go.
Yeah.
How many people were murdered?
7 people dead. Ages range from 15 to 57. 21 people shot, including 3 police officers.
Is there a manifesto in hand?
Now, I don't know about the manifesto
no,
just yet.
Yeah, he just got fired that day. So I don't think he had time to prepare a manifesto.
Mm. What did he get fired from? Do you know?
I don't.
Well, can you not give half information? I look like an asshole.
I can't. No, I only read headlines.
But I love how we're like, another mass shooting. You know anything about it? Kinda.
Oh, yeah, which is one of the Texas ones.
Yeah.
Right. I have a joke about a mass shooting now in my act. And sometimes people get tense, but mostly audiences are just hear it as a joke now. It's not, the victims aren't the punchline.
Right.
The punchline is just that I don't, every time I see one on the news, there's some guy with his shirt off. That's why I'm afraid of being caught in a mass shooting, because I know my shirt's going to get ripped off somehow. And I'm too fat for that. So to answer your earlier question. I think this guy should go to jail.
Yeah. So you're not a fan? Because I'm trying to figure out who is a fan, you know?
How did they catch this guy?
They see the shooting. Mm-hmm. They start following him. They followed him to a parking lot of a movie theater, and they shot him there.
Okay, and he's dead?
And he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like people, when they hear he's dead, it's kind of disappointing. You know what I mean? Like, some people are like, yeah, kill him, he's dead. Like, otherwise, you know, we don't really have the death penalty. Even when we do, it's a big mess and it costs a lot of money. So I think a lot of people are like, kill him, it's over now. But then some people are like, well, how are we going to know about this? Why did he do this?
Do people still think that?
I think people always want answers. Like, look at the guy that we had yesterday, Troy, is looking for answers, and his dad, who's a pedophile, who, you know, touched all his siblings and the people across the street and down the road and like all the stuff. He still wants to talk to him because he needs some sort of resolution.
Right.
What resolution are you going to get, really?
Yeah, you're not going to get, not going to get any answer. Guns, how do we feel, Nick Turner?
Oh, man. Besides the two that I have on me at all times, I'm against them.
Right.
I want to have the guns.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Virginia. I've never owned a gun, or there's never been a gun in my house.
But that's a gun area, right?
I mean, I grew up right outside Richmond, so it's a lot more metropolitan than most of Virginia.
Okay.
So, but I, you know, I lived a very suburban area.
And that there's no gun culture there, where you grew up?
No, I mean, not really where I was. Like, if you go further out into the woods, they had some guns, But just, no, not, it was just way too residential.
Just when
there's
people,
no room for it.
Whatever. When people can go, I mean, if you go into the woods, I'm like, where are the woods and why are you calling it a metropolitan area? Like, where I grew up, it's not like, well, if you walk a mile, you'll start walking into woods, you might come across some.
Right.
Like, fucking woods? Woods are normal in your lives. Is that where you found the porn?
Yeah, of course I've seen porn in the woods.
I see on social media, a lot of people are yelling at people that are anti. This was another AR gun. And people saying, you don't know, AR does not stand for, you know, assault rifle. It's like, well, once we narrow that down, this will end. Okay? and they say it stands for Armalite, the company that made the AR-15. Well, other companies make these guns and they use AR. So it stands for assault rifle.
Oh, I thought maybe automatic rifle.
Okay.
I don't, what's the difference?
I thought it was armed response.
If you can't, we can't ban them unless you know what they are.
But what's a rifle other than something to do an assault with? Like you're assaulting a fox? If you're, what are these words? Like, it's not called a killing machine, so we're confused.
Right.
Well, what is it supposed to do? It's supposed to do what?
It was, of course, it's supposed to kill. It was made for Vietnam. Too much! It's too much!
This is the last one that Keith's going to tolerate.
I don't like it.
In the NRA newsletter, mm-hmm. whenever that comes on a weekly, monthly, it's been a while since.
Yeah, you moved to LA.
there's like a column in every issue where it's like, here are the instances where a good guy with a gun stopped something bad. Mm. And it's just like, boom, boom, boom. And like, here's a big list of them. And that's never covered in the media because in the media, you know, you have to do research and prove stuff. but I always think about that. Whenever something happens, they're just like, you know, it's like you need to, because already they changed the laws. They loosened the laws in Texas. Since that shooting, about to make it easier for people to get guns, you know, for more good guys.
Right.
But they even said there were people with guns on the premises. You can't do anything.
There always are.
But then there's just going to be like a Wild West shootout.
You know that. I know that.
Oh, okay. We're not supposed to tell
Texas. But these American people, they don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing to do. And then when I saw this guy, they're like, here, the guy who shot revealed. And like, here's, and like, why? Why? That's not interesting to me at all, who this guy is. It doesn't matter.
Why? How do you get over that? Because I want to.
Find out who the guy is?
No. Not care. Because for me, I want to be like, let me sit in a room with him and.
Well, he's dead.
Thank you, Nick. I really want to speak to ghosts. Feel like I have it in me to do it. So I don't think that you should squash my dream just because you're in LA and I'm not. Oh, the sunshine's getting to you.
A lot more
it?
Ghost talk in LA. What would you say to him and how would you even get to him?
That's the thing. I'm an idiot and I shouldn't because what I want to find is the humanity, probably. I want to find, like, what does a person think about before they do that? And in my crazy head, that's going to give me insight onto like other people and maybe we can work on stopping it. But I don't, you know, it's a very la-la sort of feeling,
yeah.
You know? And again, I think it's just how other people feel, where we just want some kind of answer. We don't even know what the question is, what the answer would be that would satiate us. I don't think there is one at all. But
have you ever tried to
talk
a friend into breaking up with their significant other? And then like you tell them and they're like, yeah, you know, I should. And then they don't.
Mm.
And that happens 100% of the time.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, right. You can't change anybody's mind. He's been researching Reddit for 25 years. I don't know. And you can't find him. And before he does it, there's nothing to do. There is nothing to do.
Right.
Like mental health, like whatever. I mean, you can limit the guns. Right. 100%, you can limit the guns. And that's really the only thing you can tangibly do.
Damn, he's right. Can you maybe we should just put just this clip out for this show.
Right.
Send it to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, it's, how's it a fucking, how are people so simple? Whatever. Yeah, I went numb probably, if not sooner, definitely at Sandy Hook. Definitely when nothing changed when the elementary school was shot up. And it almost shouldn't matter the age, but of course it does. And then something happened, you know, the next day. And I'm like, all right, okay.
I think that was it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard a lot of hubbub since. It's like, oh, another, now, before it was a mass shooting happened. Now it's another mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, yeah, we know.
Well, now it's another mass shooting in Texas. Even, you know, it's not just another mass shooting.
It's two in Texas in a month.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I think the most important thing about this is like these people are just like beaten down by life. And I think that a big thing we could do is redistribute the wealth, because people are hopeless and they grew up in a world where you could have a job and then that'd be great. And you can have a life and you can have a family. And now you can't have a job. And so you can't have a family and can't have a life. And people at the top are getting richer and richer and richer. And there's more people who feel absolutely hopeless and they can't get a piece of the American dream. So they just go buck wild.
Vice President Mike Pence, another, you know, God bless the victims and the families and, you know, send prayers to blah, blah, blah. But it's gone to it hasn't been 3 years yet of this presidency. And Mike Pence is the go-to guy for the thoughts and prayers. I'll put up just a little picture of 17,000 in a row.
Like, oh, that's a whole page of his Twitter saying thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Okay. Sent. Like, you know, he just goes, he finds an old one now.
Do you think he means it at all?
You can't.
No, of course he doesn't. He knows. No one, like, he doesn't know.
Right.
He'd never, oh, his thoughts and prayers? Is that bullshit?
It's not getting things
Have they been talking about that for 4 years? Oh, I read a statistic recently that said, like, it, like in my parents' generation, it took an average of like 9 years working at some job to be able to afford a house.
Uh-huh.
But now it's 45 years, like your average job to be able to afford a house.
And that's if you never buy coffee out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just it's completely hopeless.
Did you grow up religious?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, my family went to church every week. My mom taught religious ed.
That's a lot.
I fought every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
About going to church. I was never religious.
Which Catholicism?
Catholicism.
That's a tough one. And you used to be more angry than you are now, right?
How so? About
your,
what?
Your
what
album, are we talking about? Isn't your album called Yelling?
Yes, but that's a volume thing. That's not an anger issue. I have anger issues, but that's
a whole different thing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I have an inability to bullshit a ton. And
what are we calling it? Sorry.
I have to tell people my opinions.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
With great passion.
Yes.
Right.
I went and had a lunch at this like comfort someplace on 30th Ave, where it's kind of like the menu and the decor is if an 8-year-old ran the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You may have. I don't know. It's like it was really popular. There was a wait. We were a party of three, and then we waited for like a half an hour. And then they're like, okay, here's a table open up. Oh, we need a two top. The people behind us. Oh, we need another two top. People behind us. Another two top. People behind us. I'm like, can we push any of these together? And then they were like, well, we have a five top. That's usually for five people, but you could sit there. I'm like, okay, why are you trying to talk me out of it? I don't care. I will sit there. I do not agree. That I did not like the service.
Well, what's your response to that?
Just to talk loudly about them until they hear that.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets them angry.
Yeah.
And it gets my service even slower.
Do you not get as angry anymore? Or not show it?
No. I think I do.
Does your girlfriend, Lyra, of seven years now, does she ever have to calm you down in public? Like, no, they should know the situation.
Keith. Yeah. She does have to calm me down. And it's very hard to calm me down because I get real worked up.
What do you get worked out about?
I just get worked up when people are doing obvious shit wrong and no one tells them. You know, like if someone, you know, just like someone in the subway playing music out of their phone loud. And it's just like, everyone's like, I wish they weren't doing it. Well, if we all stood up and said, don't do that to them, they would stop.
I'm into that.
So like I do it. And there's like, look at this prick. Like,
right.
I'm not the one doing the wrong thing.
I do remember being on the subway and this guy, just obviously a crazy person, started heckling this woman sitting, a stranger sitting across from him. And so I sat next.
I like that you call it heckling, like she's doing a bit.
Right.
But okay.
Her bit is going to work. And
next joke.
And so I sit close to them and I end up getting him to start yelling at me.
Yeah.
Until finally he leaves.
Yeah.
And then she turns to me and goes, why'd you do that? And I was just yelling at you.
What the?
And I'm like, okay, very good. Fuck off.
Wow.
Well, I wonder how you handle the music out loud thing, because there have been times where I can't control my anger over that specifically. And I hear, I think worse than music is video game sounds. And especially because you don't need it. Like music, I understand, like you left your headphones, fuck me, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't need to hear. Yeah. What is that? So
we believed you.
Yeah. No, so you can get in my head.
Well, video game music, I mean, it's completely irrelevant to the game.
Right.
It's just music. It's just noise.
So what I did, and because like I'm a smaller person than you, and I'm like at half confrontation at that point. Mm-hmm. So I don't look at anybody because I don't even necessarily know where it comes from. And I just go, can you stop that fucking sound?
Yeah.
And then it has worked. So that's good. Nobody joins in with me. But I wonder how you take care of those sounds. Do you directly look at the person?
No. I mean, I know how little it's going to help, you know, because most of the times people get very defensive. And if they're doing that, I mean, that is telling the whole train to go fuck themselves. If you're just playing your noise loud, you are a piece of shit and you know it. So when someone says, hey, you're a piece of shit, you like turn up the volume. You're like, yeah, I had a terrible day. And this is how I'm having fucking happiness today. I'm sorry it doesn't make you happy, but everyone's got to find their own happiness because there's not enough happiness to go around.
Did it ever escalate where you're just trying to tell someone a truth? Like, hey, you're bothering the whole train, or I need to sit down at a...
Well, Hamda, I actually have... 2 weeks ago, I ran into quite a big issue from my telling someone what to do.
Okay.
I was riding back from a comedy show with fellow comedian Jason Burke.
This is in a car.
This is in a car.
Oh, yeah, Jason moved to LA too, right?
Yes. He lives a 10-minute walk from me, so I see him all the time.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I know, so I'm moving back to New York. So we're riding in a car, and there's a car next to me in the right lane that keeps drifting over into my lane pretty significantly. And so I honk, you know? Tell me what I've done wrong.
I think that's a decent response. That Keith? Would wake me up.
What'd the person look like? Did you know?
Nah, at that point.
That's such a dude question.
It's an important question because it's important to what you're doing.
You did the right thing. Safety first.
Okay. So I honk and then it's like a third of a block to the red light. And
so you're not on a highway.
No, no. Okay. We're just on a city street and we both stop at the red light next to each other. Mm. He's on the right and we're on the left. And then this kid's maybe 140 pounds
okay.
in the front
from the only person in the car he's driving.
To those who don't understand, that's very little.
That is very little. To answer Keith's earlier question, that's about half. So he looks over to me like he's going to kill me.
Okay.
You know? And
that sets you off.
I love that. Love that. Because
what's Jason's response? Because he's just a pretty boy.
Yeah. He's not as into it as I am.
Right.
He does not wish to have conflict. Like most people. Like almost all the same people I know.
Is LA gun laws the same as New York?
I hadn't read the gun laws.
That's the
before.
First thing.
I don't like look up gun laws right before I honk. Like, oh, okay. This guy probably doesn't have one.
It's the first thing I do when I moved into a town.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to know if everybody's carrying guns. Am I adding to the problem or not? I got to know what we're doing here.
So he looks over to me like, you
we
know.
We can't have them in New York, so no one gets them. But if I find different.
You can't have them?
No. But if I find different.
You can't have them at all?
Not in New York City. Upstate, you can.
What do you mean have?
It's illegal to.
To have?
To have.
In your home?
To own, yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to
good
New York.
Good for de Blasio. Okay.
But looking back at all the times you yelled at strangers and didn't even know that.
Well.
How brave.
That is funny because I was wondering why I had never gotten a gun pulled on me in New York. Because I really, really should have happened. Anyway, so back to this. He's looking at me like trying to intimidate me, you know, and I pull into, you know, fight mode. And I really look back at him. And it's just funny because this kid's 140 pounds and Jason is 6'6". Right. We're just two monsters in a car, yeah. You know, and he's looking at us like, if only these cars weren't here. And I'm like, yeah, then what would be happening?
And let me ask you,
you would be getting beat up.
So he's on your right.
He's on our right.
He's on your right, and yeah. You're driving.
Yes.
So you're
Burke's
so,
in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just not enjoying it. And then the turns green. And then we go, like he goes pretty fast, and then I go pretty fast to catch him because I'm fully into this. Uh-huh. Just having the time of my life. And then we kind of pull ahead of him a little bit, and he slows down for what I later realize is to turn right, and then sticks a gun out of his window.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes. Whoa. So he pulls a gun on
us. Did you know that, or are you just asking stupid questions?
I didn't know the rules.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Seems like a liberal place.
So for the first time in my life, yeah, I got a gun pulled on me.
Oh, my God.
Because I honked. And he was like kind of already turning, and he was a little bit behind us. Like a car, like, you know, he was like one car length. Like his, you know, front bumper was kind of equal to our back bumper when I saw it. So I turned around. Or maybe was he
pointing at you or just showing you?
No, it was just showing me. But it was outside of his car.
Oh.
Meaning that everyone driving or walking on that block could see it. Which is, I mean, you had us looking at your car for a long time at a red light. You didn't show us the gun then, but you did wait till you were already turning.
Right.
So it wasn't like totally scary because it was kind of like over as it started.
But did it calm you down?
What did?
Did it not keep getting you... Did you shut up?
Oh, well, I wasn't like hyped up.
Yes, you were.
I just honked at a guy.
No, you were like, oh, now it's on and you're
racing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but I guess, I mean, for you to get there and for me to get there are two very different things.
That's not true. When I drove, let me tell you a couple stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would get crazy road rage. The person that you know disappears and I am just mad. Somebody cuts me off and like, I think I'm right. You cut me off. I almost died because if you almost clipped my car, I would have turned, like all this shit would have happened. I'm definitely right. But what does that matter? Now I'm speeding up. I speed so fast I get in front of you and then I slow down super quick. Now you fucking figure it
out. Yeah.
So shit like that or someone's honking at me. I got out of my car one time as if I'm going to fight someone.
Yeah.
I don't fight. I've never really fought. So all this like anger in a box would just eat me up.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've never gotten out of my car. I back off very easily. Like I'm saying like I, you know, I pressed the gas off the line, but I never got
faster than 30 miles an hour. You know, I wasn't like speeding down Western Avenue in LA.
I think if I saw the gun out the window, I'd be like, I'd wave. I'd be like, oh, I see.
Very good. Well, it's like you could have won the argument back at the stoplight, you know?
Oh, you.
Gun?
Index, right. Index finger out. Okay. Sounds good.
Do you ever get mad at home?
I do, yeah. Yes.
Are you a punching the wall person? Are you a yelling at the TV?
No, I think I did
bang the best
punch
friend.
A wall at some apartment. But no, I don't know. I mean, it's not very, not too destructive, I guess. I do like my stuff, you know, I don't want to destroy my stuff.
But you have.
Yeah, I mean, not real. I mean, no. I guess I.
Because I don't.
In my life.
Because I don't. Yeah. So who does it more?
They say that the people who throw things not at the partner, but like in the same room or in a room, it's still like the same kind of panic that that person has or like a similar one. And I think that boys especially are raised to be like, look, you're punching a wall. So it's kind of a good thing. Like I've heard guys talk about this when they punch a wall. It's like, I didn't punch anybody. I let out my frustration. You got to like, I have all this testosterone. I have all this like angst. So why aren't you happy that I punched a wall? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It's just weird that you draw a picture of the girlfriend on the wall.
I did. I was a door slammer and, Lyra has conditioned me to not do that.
Yeah. What does that feel like when you first are like, well, I would fucking slam the door right now?
Well, it's very satisfying and it doesn't cause any damage. It's just like, I don't know, it's a way to get out some a little bit of frustration, but it's not at someone, but I understand it's nearby.
So what do you do instead?
I punch walls.
Where are we going? I feel like you guys just got out of a very intense conversation and you're forcing it on me. But I'm not, look, is there anything lighter?
Okay, yes, there
is. I'm a good guy.
I just, and this is not at you, I'm going to look at Keith when I say this. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that when guys change their behavior, they don't change it to something else. They just stop it. And when I ask the follow-up, what do you do instead? They don't know. So I always wonder where it goes. You don't have to answer that.
No, I don't know. I mean, I certainly have anger issues. There's been, you know, I have less, I yell less. You know, I don't know. I mean,
do you feel more
had a lot of conversations.
What are you doing with the weed out there? Is that
thank you. I'm smoking it, y'all. Smoking all of it. Puff, puff, pass back to me. I'm really enjoying my time out in LA. Yeah. It's just weed everywhere.
Does that calm you down?
Third time.
Okay.
I'm a regular smoker. I smoke in the morning.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like, me too.
Yeah. So you're comfortable doing that?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't always disclose that right away because people have this
to
stigma.
Partner, lovers.
You know what? I say I don't, but I do. Yeah. But I just wait sometimes for people to ask. But
well, yeah. I mean, it's like if I go on a date with someone, and I rarely date. But if I, you know, when I was dating, you know, it's like, what's the use in hiding it? Because I'm going to be smoking every day.
Yeah. What does it do for you?
Gets me high. I really enjoy it. It's fun. Makes everything more fun. And I don't have like a ton of real responsibility. You know, I don't have a child or I don't operate a forklift or have a job. So
has a documentary ever riled you up and your girlfriend says, why don't you smoke a little bit?
I rarely need to be encouraged.
Okay.
You know?
Keith, you recently have been asking for some weed. We roll it for him and I bring it to work.
Wow.
Like a gentle baby. We don't have pre-rolls here.
I mean, it's incredible. Just everywhere there's stores where you can get 100 different ways to put weed in you.
Yeah, it's nice. What is weed changing for you, Keith?
Well, I quit drinking, so now I smoke weed. And it's so easy to quit. Just got to do other drugs. I listened to Nick's podcast. It's called Recently Added. And he talks about whatever's new on Netflix by Netflix.
That's the best.
Netflix originals.
He watches it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
No matter, that's not true.
Well.
I don't watch anime. I don't watch kids stuff.
Okay.
Let me run through a little bit of a list.
Yeah.
BoJack.
Yes, but that's over. Okay. So that's not been a part of my podcast.
Love.
Also over. Or at least if it's not over, they haven't had one since I've been doing my podcast.
Did you like Love?
I let Lyra watch it. Lyra loves it.
It's so good.
I did not fall in love.
Okay. So because she's on the show too, you guys can parse out.
Well, she's not on the show anymore. She left the show.
How come?
It's just me and Will Miles now.
Where do you guys record?
At my house.
Well, that's awkward.
Well, she's you know, a podcast producer for Real Podcasts, so she's got a million. She just kind of wanted to start it for me.
Okay.
And now I took it over and it's a nightmare. Well, it's just so much. You guys don't know anything about this, but it's a lot of editing and preparation and post-peration.
Well, I remember
perspiration.
You did one on our network.
Ah, my first one.
Yeah.
Wow, I was so young.
And it's in our VIP package still. But I remember like you coming in and you were like, I feel like people have this sense like, oh, I just come to a podcast, I talk, this isn't a big deal. And you were like, fuck this shit. What? By the fourth episode, you were like, no one's answering my text. They won't do the thing I asked them to do.
Yeah.
They don't show up on time.
This is a problem for me. All of my podcast ideas are way too much work.
Right.
Because I live in the world and I have meetings and I talk to people and I realize that thing like podcast companies or anyone is not searching out for two white guys or whatever to do anything. And so I have to have a good idea. And so it just involves too much work. And that podcast I was doing here, I had to get friends together to go do an activity. And then on a different day, they would have to come in and record.
Right.
And
it was specific. The activity had to be free, right?
Yes. And this was before podcasts, you know, were really complicated.
Right. Yeah. And it was a really good show. But I
loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough to do. Yeah. So now I have a podcast that is way more work, and now I have a new one that's even more work than that.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's stick with this first.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the Netflix that you have to watch.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Chappelle special?
Well, we also don't watch the specials, or we don't record the specials. I refuse to watch stand-up comedy.
Okay.
And especially Netflix stand-up comedy, because what Netflix has done to stand-up comedy has been bad for stand-up comedy.
What? You really think so?
Yes, 100%.
I think it's brought attention to stand-ups in a way that doesn't
have existed. Which ones?
Which ones? What? Not you?
I'm saying, which comedians?
Is it because there's so many?
No, name them.
Emma Willman, uh-huh. Mateo Lane.
Yes.
Who I always draw a blank, but Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
Who's the one that they say is not stand up?
I'm not getting sucked in. There's 700 of them. What
Mike Lawrence. The 15 minute special ones are a big deal.
Yes, those aren't.
Those aren't.
Really a big deal. Those aren't as popular as the one, you know, the only ones that people really watch a lot of are like the $20 million one. You know, it's like Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, they're offered $70 million to Eddie Murphy. And that's where all the money's going. And then so when people want to watch some stand-up comedy, they have a lot of choices of famous people that they already watch on television. And then also, or you could watch some nobody for 15 minutes on a different thing that they're not promoting as well.
But what are we missing? You got the famous people and the not famous people. Janelle James.
No, I'm saying they don't have any not famous people. They have very limited slots of half hours. They've had like two seasons of that for like 10 people. Okay. You know, whereas if you're looking at Comedy Central, they're putting hundreds of comedians on television.
Still?
And when Comedy Central, I mean, not television, because they put everything after midnight on Friday, or they used to, and so it was like worthless. And so now they put them online only, like most of their stand-up, like not the specials.
So I wouldn't compare them to Comedy Central as a good thing.
Well, no, the thing is, those get so many more views than the stand-up from not famous people that Comedy Central puts on television, like the half hours. They get nothing.
Who gets nothing? Netflix or Comedy Central?
Comedy Central. I'm saying, for those people. I just like, it's just promoting celebrities as stand-ups. That is what Netflix is doing. Netflix makes everyone think that stand-up comedy is something celebrities do. Mm-hmm. And that is who's getting rewarded for it.
What did it used to be?
And they're not breaking anybody. Netflix isn't breaking anybody. They're just giving, they're just rewarding people who are already doing well.
I guess I don't really see it that way, because they gave a break to a bunch of people,
like
Janelle James.
Yeah, but I mean, what's a break? They're all doing great. I mean, those people are doing great. But when you they deserve that.
But when you got your Comedy Central half hour, mm-hmm. you were doing great too. You were doing up to par right. on some level so that you can get on TV.
Yeah.
You got passed at so-and-so and you got this other job.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, well, I mean, I got it very late in my career.
I'll tell you what I would watch. Go to an open mic and pick somebody out of a hat the way they do.
And give them a special.
Give them an hour. And they can't legally leave the stage for one.
And the audience can't leave.
Right. The audience can do what they want. I promise I won't leave. Now you got a show.
That's a great idea.
What about you? You were on Netflix.
Well, I wasn't on Netflix.
Where were you on?
What do you mean? Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, I've done some Comedy Central. I did, you know, I did a half hour. I did a John Oliver. I did the.
Why are you
I
throwing did some it like late that? Nights. Why are you throwing it like that? You did.
A oh, because stand up is so fucking useless. Getting good at stand up was one of the just the big waste of time of my life. It's not helpful to be good at stand up. No one is rewarding someone for being good at stand up. You are rewarded for having a following of some kind, however you get it.
Right.
Whether it is being great on social media, whether it is having a popular podcast, whether it is being on a popular television show, those people are who Netflix puts on their stand-up stages.
How did you get Comedy Central?
Well, I did comedy. I feel like the business has changed a little bit.
Okay.
Where it's more just yeah, I mean, everything is, I don't need to explain to you.
Okay, well, what did Comedy Central do for you after you were on? What kind of response?
Like the half hour?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Literally nothing, or maybe brought industry to your...
No. I had a much easier time in the industry before my half hour than after my half
really?
Hour.
Really? Why?
I just felt like my half hour is my swan song.
What are you doing for work now?
I mean, same. I mean, I'm really...
What are you being rewarded for now in money?
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Some people
I do
call
stand
it a
up.
Job.
I still do stand up. I don't do as much on the road. But stand up pays, you know, I do some warm up.
What warm up for who?
I did most recently that Fred Savage show.
Mm-hmm.
I did the whole season.
I could see you doing warm up really well. You're very likable.
I'm very good at warm up. Yeah. Yeah. Warm up is really tough. And that Fred Savage job was the hardest job I've ever had.
Why?
In my life. Because the audience was all paid. Audience.
What?
You know, nobody wants to be there. Well, there's a big, you know, if the show isn't on the air, then no one knows about it. And okay. No one wants to go see it.
And Fred Savage is not a name that draws people.
Well, it's just, how does anyone know about it? Because this show hasn't been advertised yet. So no one's looking for the Fred Savage show to get tickets for the Fred Savage show.
Okay.
Even if you're a fan of Fred Savage.
I did see 5 minutes of it, and they loved everything he did. I mean, loved it.
Well, you know, I whipped that audience into a frenzy.
What happens when it's a paid audience? How did you feel?
It's sometimes the episode, like in the episode, I would have to go out so many times for like over an hour and a half of improvising with the audience. With an audience, and not only were they paid, but they kept coming back. Some people came to 8 tapings. And so I have no material to do twice. Mm-hmm. And so every time, it is just improvising for hours and hours and hours and hours a week.
How'd you do?
I mean, great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I felt really great about it. I mean, it was very difficult, but I understand that I don't know many people that could have done it.
I got a show.
Yeah.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Netflix special.
Yeah.
Comedian. warms the crowd up for nobody. Because that's the end of the show.
That's funny.
That's good.
When I turn around, I want you to scream, like stuff like that.
But I've done like, I've warmed up for Colbert a handful of times, and that is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Why?
Because those people are so excited to be there. They have been waiting for this. That's the number one show in late night. They love Stephen Colbert.
Can you warm us up? Can you like? Can you do a thing for us? You can include Julia in it.
Okay. Well, they're very, very different. You know, like if I come out of Colbert, it'll be like, when I say Stephen, you say Colbert. Stephen.
Colbert.
Stephen. You didn't even do it.
I'm sorry.
And then I run around, you know, you high five and you bring people up on stage. You take pictures. You make fun of them. You send them back. You take questions in the audience. You there's like a balcony. You got to, you know, talk to those people too.
How far can you take making
there's
fun
some
of
rules
them?
You got to tell.
You ever offend somebody?
During warm up, no, I mean, yeah, it's kid gloves, but you know, everyone's just like so excited.
What's the
I can't make fun of the people at the Fred Savage show at all because they're just like, hey, buddy, I'm here to make $12 an hour. Right. Look, yeah, I have a stupid hat. Guess what? I make $12 an hour sometimes.
Do you, by the way, speaking of this podcast recently added, because it seems like you watch nothing. Stranger Things.
I watch sometimes like 12 things a week.
Okay.
Stranger Things, yes.
Okay.
That has come out in the last 9 months.
Yes. Grace and Frankie.
Yes. Grace and Frankie, yes. Yes,
you've seen
Grace and Frankie. I don't watch it. I don't watch.
What is this show that you do?
Did you just say yes because you knew it?
Okay, this show. No, I
have you seen Stranger Things?
I have seen it. I am not watching 8 seasons of television and 4 movies every week.
Let me tell you
in 2 days.
Let me tell you what this show told me.
I watch pilots. I watch the first episode of the season, and I watch movies, or at least the first act.
Your podcast not just implies, says you watch every original Netflix program.
We do, for the most part. Okay. They don't all appeal. Netflix makes original content for every market in the world. And everything they make, they put on in every market.
Why are you yelling at me like it's a bad idea? Well, I know. I didn't do it.
You know what? I have not felt attacked like this at other podcasts.
What a nice life.
My life has been perfect until I got in here.
Are you going to watch The Perfection?
Of course I am.
I'm seeing it now.
What is it?
Who cares?
Oh, wait. No, I saw that. That came out. No, I mean, we literally watch them 2 days after they come out. We record an episode 2 days on Sunday, and everything usually comes out on Friday.
That's cool.
So then we cram on the weekend and then record the episode. Yeah.
You see in that Stranger Things, those kids, they never die. Isn't that fun? They make more, if anything. There's even more kids.
But people do die in that.
No, kids?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, never a kid died. Look what we found, another kid. It was, that kid has a friend. Ever since the monsters came. More and more kids.
Yeah.
It's getting a little too much.
Yeah, you hear that, Netflix? Stop making stand-up specials and make Keith's show.
Do you keep watching it, Stranger Things?
Yeah, because the first season was so great, so I have that disease. You know, I'm like, all right, if you're going to make 6 more, might as well see it. Everybody loves that Mindhunter. Is that a Netflix original?
Oh, yeah.
You watch that?
Yeah, and a new season came out last month.
What's that? Is that like CSI and all them? I saw some.
No, it's much more of like, it's David Fincher.
Don't get me started.
We got to get you started. I mean, you're doing a podcast.
Like, is it like, you know, I see some of those detective shows and it's, we went to this person's room and there are 3 candles. So this person works in 3s. They're on 3rd Street at 3 o'clock. Let's go get them.
Yeah.
A little ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
Yep.
Okay. That's I didn't know if Mindhunter was.
No,
like
Mindhunter's smart.
All right. I follow you on Twitter. You know that, Nick.
Thank you.
Here's what you say.
Oh, no.
You can follow at Nick's Turners. Nothing relaxes me more than when a comedian says something racist and then yells at me to relax and reveals that the whole racism has actually been just jokes the whole time. Better than meditation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend caught me cheating on her. I go, it's a joke. I'm making a joke. Do you watch Seinfeld, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
I do. Yes. I love that show. Yeah. I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great show. You don't like that show?
I think they repeat a little bit.
How so?
Well, who described it as rich comedian porn? That's a great example. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't like that, you know, literally only two sentences are said and then they got to cut to coffee. I'm like, I'd like to hear maybe.
Lavazza.
Maybe they love Lavazza. Maybe a full thought. And anytime in the beginning he describes a car, no matter what it is, what year it came out, they go, this is the blah, blah, blah. People asked, why would you make a car like that? Who wants a car like this? And the answer was, nobody. The car company said, fuck you. And that's why I love the blah, blah, blah. Because no one wanted it. No one asked
and
for it.
And that's why I'm putting Aziz Ansari in it. Because I hate him. Not me, of course. Jerry
right,
Seinfeld.
Sure.
And that show's so funny because it's like, you know, like this season, they started off with like Eddie Murphy, then Seth Rogen, then Ricky Gervais. And it's just like, you know, right. The biggest, richest celebrity comics, and then like episode 4, Melissa Villaseñor. And it's just like it's a real mood shift, and then right. She's like, thank you for having me. I can't believe I'm here. And it's like, that's a different episode.
Well, Seinfeld was like, no, they forced me to have a female, and I guess you're it.
Yeah.
Here's another tweet I enjoyed. I wonder if Hulk Hogan's actual brothers feel overlooked. I'd be like, I picture Maury going, here's the news. We're all not your brothers. Oh, shit.
Brother, how far down did you have to go to get my tweets? I rarely tweet, I feel like.
I find everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of retweets.
Yeah. This would be a podcast about your tweets.
About my retweets.
Since you don't do them. Who gives a shit? And now your new podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Get Rich Nick.
Get Rich Nick. And every week.
Every week, starting?
Starting last week.
Okay.
New episode. Tuesday, today.
And you tell people how to get rich fast without hard work.
No, it's actually quite a bit of work.
Yeah?
I haven't found a way to make money with no work.
Okay.
But
work, for example, your first episode is selling plasma.
Yeah. The concept is like, let's say it's nearing the end of the month mm-hmm. and you need $100 to cover your bills.
Right.
How do you get that money? Like, you're looking around your apartment. Well, what do I do? What do I sell? Where do I go? Can I work today? Make $100? Right. So,
I used to make balloon animals in the park.
That's really, I can imagine that's like super low overhead.
Yeah, it is.
Why'd you stop doing that?
I started podcasting.
How much could you make?
I've made 100, 200, depending on how long I'm there, in about 3 hours.
Did you know how to make balloon? I mean, is it like hard to make balloon animals?
I did kids' parties for like 12, 13 years.
I mean, how long does it take to learn how to make balloon animals?
I taught Keith. Keith, how long did it take you?
I'm not as good as her, but it doesn't take too long.
I can go pretty fast, though, because I've done it for a decade, so I could make you a balloon in under a minute.
She can do a dog, and the dog could have other balloons inside it that move around.
That's
crazy.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, when you're in LA next, will you do an episode of Get Rich Nick, and we can interview you about that?
Yeah. If you want to come to the park and see it happen, I'll do that, too.
Yes. Okay. I would love that. We could do that, and then we could all go together.
I would love it.
All right, it's booked.
Okay, listen to this podcast. I'm about to be on it.
Yeah, Keith, what's your hustle?
Well, you already have 2 episodes. That sounds like a lot.
Once every 6 months.
Right. So you go to get plasma.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're fucking around with the needle.
Yeah.
Long story short, he has 10 bruises all over his arm. I'm going to put this picture up. It is so disgusting.
It's so hard to be you, Nick.
he thought he was gonna get $75. They go, no, nah, 50.
What? Why? Your plasma sucks?
No, they just said it's 50.
Fuck you. He said, well, the paper said 75, and they said, well, you can take the plasma home with you if you want.
They threw it at me all over my shirt. No.
So he said, no, you know what? You keep it. I'll take 50. Oh, I thought you'd see it our way.
Do you feel comfortable giving your sperm?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do. I mean, that's going to happen pretty quickly. But I don't think they want it because well, I didn't graduate college and I'm too fat.
You got to do what Keith does. He like comes in with a Wall Street Journal under his arm. And
He's on the phone and he's like, I'm a lawyer, doctor. Anyway, yes, ma'am.
He wears a Harvard t-shirt.
And a Princeton hat.
Turns out they don't check once you wear that.
Yeah. They go, I'll give you some porn you can read. I'm like, I already have the times, but I guess I'll take
Look,
it.
Look, I'm already coming. I'm always coming. You did this?
I did it once and I was, they did accept, but then I got a regular job. And so I didn't do both because you can't masturbate on your own for fun. If you're going to be a regular customer. Regular giver.
Yeah. You can't just do it once.
You could if you just need $50 once.
It's $50. You got it. You did $50. You got it.
No, the first one was a test. They said it's free. Then they said I'm able to do it. No.
Oh, they're using that test.
Yeah, they used it. Yeah. Somebody's
out
there. Oh, yeah.
You know they got to get that Keith sperm.
He came in with the times.
A lot of these young podcasters today really look a lot like Keith.
That's how you make a guy feel good. Like, no, for sure, honey. They used yours.
Right. It won't stop swimming.
Why is there a vial in the trash can that says Mally?
That's how we make Keith feel good before a show. We're like, wow, look, it really looks like it's moving in there. All right. Hey, y'all, you want some?
Nick, you can follow his Twitter account as well.
Don't
bother. No, don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, he just retweets.
Yeah, I just retweet stuff. Okay. It's not a good Twitter account. It really isn't. Yeah. I'm really bad at Twitter.
You're really good at, you know, keeping a job, though. Like, you're like, oh, I don't know what's happening. I don't want a Twitter. Podcasting is hard. Why won't they give me Netflix? Because they suck. Yeah. Life's hard.
Life is hard.
I wake up and smoke weed, but that's fine.
So there's the one.
I still have a girlfriend.
There's the one.
Yes, Keith.
I'm trying. There's the one podcast. It's called Recently Added. And in that, he doesn't watch any shows.
I watch so much every week.
And the other podcast is Get Rich Nick.
Get Rich Nick. But that's the one I care about.
Right. So never mind the other one. Which
Fuck you, Will.
Right.
Will is the most working man in comedy. He has written great. For like 6 television shows this year alone.
And you've seen none.
And yeah. I've seen almost that many.
So just to recap.
Yes.
Okay. Recently Added, we don't care about it. Neither does Nick.
Oh, please listen to it. So, I'm just saying, if you only subscribe to one.
Right. Subscribe
Get
to
Rich
one.
Nick is my new job.
Okay.
And Recently Added is a
lie.
A lie.
It's always a pleasure. Where do you find the time?
I'm just excited for the second half of this thing. I really want to turn this around. I feel like we talked a lot about how terrible I am. And but please don't put this out. Thank you so much. Okay, well, I can't wait to do your balloon episode. That's and your sperm ep's out.
Ha, I got a job.
I was just going to whack off in the studio. I'm like, I don't know what you want to do with this for a show, but here you go.
Netflix will buy it.
You know what? Do a crossover and whack off to something on Netflix and then have him decide which show to put it on.
I bet you don't even have your own fucking subscription.
To Netflix?
Yeah.
How dare you? I got to be honest with you, Keith. You really nailed it on the head.
Do you have an affiliate link for your followers to get Netflix for free so you can get affiliate money?
No.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Netflix really loves what we're doing. We often say on the show that because we keep hearing like different Netflix people listen or have listened. And so we often announce on the show that Netflix, please pay us and we will stop making it immediately.
That's funny.
Yeah. Just give us a little bit and we will walk away and we will stop talking about you.
Looks like $50 does it, right?
A promise of 75, but really they'll take 50.
Hold on. I would need to think about it.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. Well, you're a good negotiator.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not good with money.
And now Nick will run through the list of comedians he doesn't find entertaining. Go ahead, Nick.
Eddie Murphy. Steve Martin.
Will we ever see an Eddie Murphy stand-up special? I know this rumor's going around. I don't think we will.
I think that you're probably right about that.
Isn't that funny?
Because he's not motivated by $70 million, probably.
Right.
Well, he does have 10 kids. He might need some now.
Right.
But he still makes movies that we don't watch.
I think that's why that news came out. And guess what news came out right away, too? Coming to America.
Yeah.
The sequel. Yeah. Oh, I wish I could, guys. But I got him. Everybody wanted Coming to America, too.
He's got a cool Netflix movie coming out where he plays Dolomite, like the actor who played Dolomite. It's a biopic.
So how's he going to do stand-up? All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Spread the word. We'll talk to you soon. KeithAndTheGirl.com